It's semifinal time at the U.S. Open, the annual stateside Grand Slam venue for professional tennis at Flushing Meadows in Queens, New York. And Tom Perata, who's covering the event for the Wall Street Journal, joins us. Hi, Tom.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. Tom, let's take the men first. They play on Saturday, and Serbian Novak Djokovic put away Argentina's Juan Martín Del Potro last night. That means Djokovic will now face Spain's fourth-seeded David Ferrer. And Ferrer advanced to this stage after outlasting a different Serbian, Janko Tipsarevic, in a 4-hour and 31-minute match. Your thoughts on the Djokovic-Ferrer game?
It should be a great matchup, one that Djokovic, I would imagine, though, will come through because he's looked pretty impossible to beat at this tournament. He's the best hard court player in the world right now. He's won 26 straight matches on hard courts and Grand Slams. He hasn't lost at a Grand Slam on a hard court since the 2010 U.S. Open. He moves incredibly well. He slides for, you know, feet at a time on a hard court. It's really something to see. You can hear his shoes squeaking through the entire match. Ferrer is a very steady player and a very smart player, but I think Djokovic has so much power and so much consistency that he'll come through that match.
Okay, so Djokovic advantage there, you think. Now, the other semifinal has sixth-seeded Tomas Berdych from the Czech Republic, coming off his pretty stunning defeat of the number one seed, Roger Federer of Switzerland. Berdych now faces Britain's Andy Murray, and even though Murray captured the men's singles gold medal at the London Olympics, he's had his ups and downs at the Open. Who do you think has the advantage here, Berdych or Murray?
Based on form, you might have to go with the upset and say Berdych. He looked astonishingly good against Federer, hitting lines, swinging very freely, didn't miss much. He's a very big guy. It was a very clean, clean game, which is surprising for someone who's so large. But you probably say Murray is going to be ready for this match. He hasn't had his Grand Slam moment yet. He's made Grand Slam finals, and he hasn't won one. The London Olympics were a big lift for him. He's much more confident than he's ever been. He'll be the favorite, and the U.S. Open, he's always said, is his favorite tournament, and he loves playing on the hard courts. It should be a tight match, but I would say Murray's slight favorite.
All right, then there's Spain's Rafael Nadal. He's a no-show at the Open due to a knee injury. Is his absence an opening for Berdych to make his mark as a top-ranked player?
Nadal's really left a mark on this tournament without being here because he's been missed, I think, even more than people thought he would be. He's got such energy. He brings a lot of life to a tournament in the early rounds. Not being here for the final weekend, where he almost always is a bit of a loss. It leaves an opening for everyone. Usually you have to beat two of the big three guys, meaning Djokovic, Nadal, or Federer, to win a Grand Slam. And this year, you might not have to. That's a big thing.
Tom Perata, overall, what's your prediction for who leaves Arthur Ashe Stadium holding the trophy?
I'd say Djokovic, the defending champion, will win it again. He really looks determined and healthy. This year has been a little bit of a disappointment to him. He won a Grand Slam at the Australian Open, but he couldn't defend his Wimbledon title. He didn't even medal at the Olympics. He lost in the bronze medal game. But he seems to be in good spirits and really motivated right now.
Okay, so these men we've been talking about play, as we said, tomorrow, but the women play today. Now, Maria Sharapova from Russia, the number three seed, goes up against the number one seed from Belarus, Victoria Azarenka. And later, fourth-seeded Serena Williams takes on number 10 seed Sara Errani of Italy. The big question seems to be, is Serena even beatable?
Serena's looked amazing. She won one match, 6-0, 6-0, this tournament. I wouldn't expect Errani, a fine player, very steady player, but very little power to win many games, unfortunately. I'd be shocked if she won a set. I think Serena's going to win that match very easily. I think the only chance there is to beat Serena is that the U.S. Open is the only tournament where the semifinals and the final are played on consecutive days. That, to me, maybe makes her a little bit tired. I think it helped Samantha Stosur, who won the tournament last year and beat Serena in the final. Serena didn't quite have a lot of energy in that match. The problem is I don't think it's going to take a lot of energy for her to beat Errani, so she'll probably be more rested than she was last year, and she's playing much better.
As we mentioned, David Ferrer and Janko Tipsarevic played nearly 5 hours yesterday. That's not uncommon for men's matches, but women typically take nearly half that time, yet they still get about the same amount of prize money. So that has some people asking if it's time for the women to start playing best of five matches instead of the best of three they play now. What do you think about that?
The prize money issue is obviously a huge debate. Tipsarevic actually was very vocal about that this week, and that he feels that the men should be paid more. My take on it is that's never going to happen. I think what you might see, though, is that men would start playing best of three sets, except for maybe the final, because they're really beating themselves up. They're playing longer baseline rallies than ever. Marketability-wise, it's the same issue. I don't think TV producers are going to find that in the future people want to watch longer sporting events. They're probably going to want to watch shorter sporting events. So if you're going to do things that are going to make athletes stay out there longer, it seems like you lose in every way. The athletes get more beat up, and people are going to watch it less, and maybe the prize money for everybody goes down because you can't sell the sport as well. I mean, that's something I certainly don't see happening.
Tom, you've watched 2 weeks of tennis at the Open. What's your main impression so far?
This Open has been a little bit lacking in star power at the beginning. I feel like it's really gotten going, though, in the second week. There's been some better matches. We had Andy Roddick's retirement. To me, that's still the story of the tournament. He won the U.S. Open in 2003. It's the only time he's ever won a Grand Slam title. And without Roger Federer, pretty certainly would have won two or three Grand Slam titles.
Tom Perotta writes about tennis and contributes regularly to the Wall Street Journal. Tom, thanks, and enjoy today's and this weekend's matches.
Thanks so much.
One more sports note. The 2012 Paralympic Games end this weekend in London, but even before they're over, they've made history. More athletes from more countries have taken part than ever before, and so far, they've broken at least 150 records. One of those new records belongs to British athlete Johnny Peacock. The 19-year-old claimed a gold medal yesterday in the 100-meter race. Here's the play-by-play, courtesy of the BBC.
The start, vital, and Peacock gets a good one. He's ahead of Pistorius. Brown's trying to go with him. Peacock's in front. Pistorius starting to recover, but it's going to be Peacock. Peacock takes the gold for Great Britain. Richard Brown takes the silver for the United States. Peacock wins in a time of 10.9 seconds.
Afterwards, Peacock said it took him a while to realize he had won gold.
You know, I got to 60 metres, that was first out, and that was great, and I had a fairly decent start. Got to 60 metres and I thought, yeah, I can win this. And then I thought, I thought Oscar's going to come up on my side. I know he is. He's going to come up on my side. I was waiting for it. That's why I tensed up. I started to rock a little bit. So I compromised my top speed slightly. So, but when I crossed that line, I thought, yes, I think I let out a bit of profanity. So I do apologise to everyone if they caught that. But, it was just absolutely amazing. And I had to wait for it to be announced on the board before actually really taking it in.
Coming in fourth place was South African Oscar Pistorius, who said he wasn't disappointed in his showing, but admits he's desperate to win tomorrow's 400-meter final. When we're back in about a minute, the Sherlock Holmes craze continues. You're listening to Here and Now.